Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is about the prohibition of giving gifts to administrators, in the sense that, let's say that you want to do something, or you want some work, you have some need and you want something done. And in order for it to get done, you have to go through, somebody, some big shot, some administrator. And so in order to do that, you go and you give him a gift, like a bribe or something. Right, so in this tradition, the Prophet, he talks about this. Let's just set up the context about in which, and under the circumstances in which the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned this tradition. And then we can mention the tradition itself. Abu Hamid al-Shahidi said the following. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam employed a man from the tribe of Bani Asad who was called Ibn al-Utbiyah to go and collect some charity from some people. So the Prophet, he delegated this person from the tribe of Bani Asad to go and get some charity from some people, and bring it back to him. Okay. So this person went, and when he came back, he said the following to the Prophet. He gave a portion to the Prophet. He said, "This is for you." And he kept something and said, "This was given to me as a gift by somebody." And he assumed that the possession of this donation, a portion of it, was for himself. He was allowed to keep it. And somebody probably he wanted something from this person, and he gave this person a gift in order for his, stuff to get done. So the Prophet, when he heard this, he ascended the pulpit. He praised Allah and extolled him and said, "What is it with the administrator who we send to work? And when he comes back and says, this is for you and this is for me. He should sit in his house of his mother and father and see if he is given a gift or not. By he who owns my soul, anything that he takes, he will be carrying on his neck on the day of resurrection." Meaning this bribe that he has taken, it will be a burden for him on the day of resurrection. He will be punished for it. This is a sin that he has committed by taking this bribe. Anything that he takes, he will be carrying on his neck on the day of resurrection, even if it is a grumbling camel, a bellowing cow, or a moaning sheep. Even if it's something as insignificant as these animals, still it will be a burden for this person on the day of resurrection. This is why in another tradition, the Prophet said, "Gifts to administrators of the government are forbidden, all kinds of them." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of gifts to administrators in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد و
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد